Matthew 11:25-30. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. Who hasn't felt weary, carrying heavy burdens? Jesus is praying for us in this gospel. We are not the wise and intelligent. We are the infants. Only if we take his yoke and learn from him can we find rest for our souls. Jesus claimed a special relationship to God, which he could then share with others. The rabbis referred to it to the yoke of the law, but Jesus regarded his claim as more demanding. The prisoners in our restorative justice program in Wisconsin State Prisons know that they are weary and know they're carrying heavy burdens. Some of the corrections officers and some of their fellow prisoners remind them of this often. Jesus prays for all of us. My experience tells me there is no difference between us and the prisoners I know. We all carry heavy burdens. We all carry stories, the loss of a loved one, caring for an aging parent, being depressed, being homeless, living with terminal illness. There are some of these are some of the things that prisoners deal with too, and unique to those in prison is that often Wisconsin prisons are located in rural areas that don't have access to transportation. So many of the prisoners do not get visits, which is a heavy burden for them and for their children. But Jesus says he is gentle and humble in heart. And they will, and we will, find rest for our souls. Rest is a good thing, and rest is a gift given to those who trust in Jesus. If we could be confident of Jesus, we could trust his gift. If we could see it as another invitation to discipleship, we might be willing to see ourselves as worthy recipients of his mercy, who in turn offer mercy to our world in his name.